The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction of our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Thank you. And now it's time for the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show.
You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network at eurofolkradio.com. And now, it's the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello everybody, and today I'm delighted to be welcoming back to the show my good friend, regular contributor, jack of all trades really in the variety of websites that he's got, although he focuses on very specific areas in a great amount of detail, Dr. Eric Carlston. I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes. Hi, Andy. Good to be with you. Good morning from my point of view, and I guess good afternoon or evening from yours across the pond.
Yes, it's 2:23 as we're recording this in my part of the world in the afternoon. Okay. And we've got a... Eric has come up with some great work for this show, as he always does, folks. He provides the content for us. And today is going to be called America Global Totalitarianism. And Eric sent me some articles which I will include in the post for this show. So I'm going to go straight over to Eric and ask him where he wants to start us off today.
Okay, thanks, Andy. And it's always great to have a chance to talk with you because we get to tell it like it is. There's no real censorship here. I taught 30 years at three universities in the geography department, and geography is a kind of a broad discipline. It really encompasses a lot. You know, it breaks down into human and physical geography. It's almost trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, you know, whereas the other disciplines, you get more and more specialized. In geography, at least, is the idea of trying to understand the whole, the picture, you know, putting the pieces together, finding the interconnection. So I feel that even though my field was physical geography, landforms, soils, and climate, in my retirement since 2011, I've pursued the subjects that I think are most important to our nation and our world. And so I've got five websites, naturalclimatechange.org, 911nwo.com, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, sanluisvalleywaterwatch.com, and then my music website, which is something I've always done for fun and joy, is ericcarlstrom.com. So today I'd like to kind of continue on with the things I've been discovering regarding our slide into totalitarianism here in America that I've been featuring mostly on my 911nwo.com website and my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. I liked your introduction by Paul English there, and the reference to our, you know, biblical heritage. The Old Testament or the New Testament and the Constitution in America are the documents that I think, you know, held us together, made us great, and made our country work properly. I'll just give you a couple quotes before we start discussing what has happened. When the Constitutional Convention happened in Independence Hall back in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1787, it was held in secrecy, and there was an anxious group of citizens outside wondering, you know, what was coming down for the new colonies there. And a Mrs. Powell of Philadelphia asked Benjamin Franklin, "Well, doctor, what have you given us?" And he didn't hesitate whatsoever. He said, "A republic." if you can keep it. And John Adams, another founding father and, of course, president, said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." So, you know, as we've kind of fallen away from our kind of original inspirations, we've gotten progressively more totalitarian. Now, this can be all understood. Now, and let me just say one thing here, Andy. This is maybe keep in the back of our minds as we go along. You know, my tendency is as an academic to kind of, you know, do a lot of reading and writing. But let's recall what the Apostle Paul said. He said, you know, we are not struggling against flesh and blood. We struggle against powers and principalities. So this is always in the background. But we'll be discussing, you know, the human element. But many of these humans are going to be animated, unfortunately, by these powers and principalities. So as we go to the recently revised homepage of my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website, I have a bunch of quotes that really kind of tell the story. Marine Corps Colonel Peter Martino was presenting at a town hall meeting in Concord, New Hampshire, 2013. He's a veteran of the Iraq War. He said, "What's happening here is we're building a domestic military because it's unlawful or unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it, we're building it," and he's talking about the police, "we're building a domestic army and we're shrinking the military because the government is afraid of its own citizens. We're building an army over here and I can't believe that people aren't seeing it. Is everybody blind?" And he talks about how the police are now outfitted with the same kind of uniforms that they used in Iraq, you know, these, except for in the police use blue versions and they use black versions over in Iraq. And I've got a post on that. NSA whistleblower Bill Binney, about William Binney, who supposedly wrote the software for spying on all our enemies, quit in 2001 when he realized that the National Security Agency was using that very same, those computer programs to spy on all Americans and people throughout the world. And he quit in protest. There's a film about him called A Good American people might want to watch. Here's a quote that he's made many, many interviews. He's one of the prominent whistleblowers, along with, you know, Edward Snowden, and then more recently, Dennis Montgomery, and prior to that, Russ Tice. These are insiders, you know, with the NSA who are horrified what's happened, that our intelligence agencies have taken over. Here's what he says. Bill Binney says, "NSA decided that with bulk acquisition of data, U.S. citizens would be the first to have all their information collected, and by the way, stored forever in Bluffdale, Utah. The rest of the world are now being treated like U.S. citizens." Okay, NSA spying on everybody that it can. "This falls back," he says, "to the principles of totalitarianism and how dictators have operated down through the centuries. It's know what your people are doing and find the ones who are not conforming to what you want them to do and then get rid of them. And that's fundamentally what this process does." Okay, he is admitting this very, very, you know, this guy, career NSA, brilliant computer guy. And like many in the NSA and the intelligence agencies, he went in for the right reasons. In other words, to, you know, to help defend America and the Constitution, but was horrified to find that this is not really what was happening, that the intelligence agencies had you know, were not serving the American people. They're serving the, you know, 0.01% elite in the takeover, the takedown, not only of America, but the world. And as we have moved from soft totalitarianism now, I think, to increasingly more obvious. And then Benny said, "This goes back to Caesar Augustus. Anybody that opposed him, you needed to know about it first. And then once that happened, they would disappear. This was same as true of the Soviet Union, East Germany with the Stasi. If you said anything out of line, you ended up in jail or in a sanitarium or something or in a gulag somewhere. This was true of the Nazis and the Gestapo and the SSS. This is the way totalitarian states operate. This gathering of knowledge about people and the entire population is a totalitarian procedure. This is a domestic threat that our Constitution and oath of office we took was given to prevent. No other country in the world could have done to us what we have done to ourselves." Okay, so then he said, this is a time when all good Americans need to stand up and oppose this. These agencies are threatening what is fundamental to human rights everywhere. We have to ensure that we have some way of verifying and keeping these agencies in line. And many, 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 Andy, are advocating that we scrap or start over this, just to destroy, dismantle the CIA, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, NSA, because of their just increasingly criminal activity that they are targeting and killing innocent civilians in America and around the world. Here it's coming from a website, targetedjustice.com, which is advocating for targeted individuals, targeted by our government, by our intelligence agencies. It says TIs, targeted individuals, are tracked using the terrorist watch list system. If you are stopped by a police for any reason and you're a TI, tell the officer that your name appears on the terror watch list as a, quote, non-investigative subject, handling code for silent hit. Okay, what's a hit? A hit is an assassination. It's a murder. So this is, and the cops are in on it, of course. So this is a top-down system now. And I want to get into the fraud of the Mueller investigation, the Russiagate, and how this is a diversion and a cover story for what's really going on, which is surveillance, not only of the American people and the people of the world, but also our top politicians and judges. So that the, and we will talk about that. But first, I want to maybe go back to my introductory page on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website and define these things a little bit. Last time I read my one paragraph that tries to summarize all of my last time we talked, which is about a month ago. I think I read the paragraph that tries to summarize what's going on based on my research in my websites. And then on that same front page, I also have a quick definition of gang stalking, mind control, and cults, which if you don't mind, I'll share. Gang stalking is the common term for military intelligence protocols used by the U.S. government, cooperating states, private security firms, and civilian vigilante and other groups to incrementally and systematically destroy persons secretly designated as, quote, internal enemies, threats, terrorists, targets, etc. Most enemies are invented to justify and perpetuate the phony multi-trillion dollar war on terrorism national security enterprise system, which, of course, commandeers now trillions of dollars of taxpayer money, money that should be going to, advance, hopefully, peaceful interests. But this, of course, feeds the war machine, the military-industrial complex. Many targeted citizens are human trafficked and used as non-consensual human experimentees in military, corporate, and academic neuroweapons and non-lethal weapons testing programs. Synonyms for gang stalking include Zersetzung, which is the German scientific term for decomposition, disintegration, corrosion, which was used for the program that the Stasi had in East Germany, communist East Germany. It's also synonymous with counterintelligence stalking, organized stalking, workplace mobbing, etc. The system's been developed and deployed over the past century by security services, including the Soviet Cheka and KGB, the East German Stasi police, MI6, CIA, NATO's Operation Gladio, and the stay-behind armies in post-World War II Western Europe, and the FBI and CIA's COINTELPRO counterintelligence program, MKUltra, MHChaos, and Phoenix programs, among others. Gang stalking protocols incorporate covert soft torture, slow kill, silent kill, and soft kill PSYOP, psychological operations techniques, with electromagnetic psychotronic weapons that harass, torture, manipulate, and eliminate targets' adversaries. This global operation is here termed, on my website, Gestapo 666 for Global Intelligence Syndicate, secret satanic space-based surveillance, stalking, tracking, targeting, torture, terrorism, termination, transhumanism, and psycho-political policing for profit, psychotronic, and psychological warfare operations. Well, it's pretty cumbersome. I call it Gestapo 666 because there are six S's, six T's, and six P's in the big long phrase. So today, Gestapo 666 is a key component of the totalitarian UN Agenda 21, Agenda for the 21st Century, and the U.S. military's new unconventional world war come full spectrum dominance of planet Earth. Okay, so I'm trying to pull together the big picture. You know, so many TIs are out there saying, oh, they're doing this to me, and they're doing that to me, and, you know, and they are. But, you know, if you're just, you know, reporting on your symptoms, you don't get the big picture. You just know you're being tortured. Global gang stalking operations, Gestapo 666, deploy essentially the same personnel, technologies, and objectives as Jade Helm and UWEX, or Unconventional Warfare Exercise of 2015 and 2016, which were massive multi-state U.S. military drills for, quote, dissident extraction. These asymmetrical, unconventional, network-centric warfare, civil military, and cyber warfare operations, also called military operations other than war, are carried out by all military branches and their special operations forces and psychological operations groups, the CIA, FBI, DHS, NSA, FEMA, etc., local federal and state police, private security contracting firms, and many sectors of the civilian population. Victims may be the targets of tens to hundreds of illegal covert operations per day if they live in a big city. Each of these operations generally also involve deployment of geographic information grid, GIG, satellite system, AI supercomputers, big data derived by NSA surveillance, metadata, the wireless smartphone cell tower communication system, 5G is going to make this very easy to do, and 5 psychological operations PSYOPs, and 6 plainclothes military and civilian PSY actors, surveillance role players, crisis actors, etc. So our whole society has been redesigned along these lines in order to essentially stage a controlled civil war of operatives who are working for the system, including, you know, the right down from the very top, the Comey and Brennan and Clapper and those guys, right down to the street level thugs that are actually doing the gang stalking. It's an integrated system. And what they're doing is they're taking out anybody they don't like. So a terrorist is anybody that the system doesn't like, of course. And all these operations involve secret targeting of citizens who have been extrajudicially designated as, quote, enemies of the state, enemy combatants, terrorists, domestic terrorists. And of course, this goes back to the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act of 2001, 2012, respectively, although the NDAA is renewed every year. These citizens are secretly placed on blacklists, such as the Terrorism Watch List, Main Corps, and FEMA detainment lists. Like Operation 9/11, also carried out by, you know, of course, the state-sponsored terrorism, which provided the pretext for these treasonous activities, these black or wet operations, which means they're killing people, are entirely unconstitutional and illegal. We may speculate that these operations are prelude to, one, imposition of martial law in a totalitarian police state in America and perhaps worldwide, and possibly, two, mass genocide as called for by UN Agenda 21, 2030 documents. Okay, so the state now has turned against the people. The people are the enemy. And one of the chief mechanisms of control, of course, is mind control. And let me just give a short paragraph about that. Although this is a vast topic that we, you know, we could spend months, years talking about. Since World War II, scores of top secret mind control experiments and programs, including projects MKUltra, Bluebird, Artichoke, Chatter, MKOff, and MKDelta, and MKSearch, hundreds more, have been and are still being conducted by the CIA and the U.S. military in conjunction with our academic institutions, with psychologists, psychiatrists, and cognitive neuroscientists at universities, medical facilities, and military bases across America. These programs build upon our prior research done at the Tavistock Institute in England, started at World War I, in Nazi and pre-Nazi Germany and elsewhere. They commonly involve the use of non-consenting and unwitting civilians in, quote, terminal experiments, which is, of course, means that, you know, if the experimentee dies, well, that's okay. Then they just have the disposal problem. The principal goal has always been twofold: to get control of an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will, and even against such fundamental laws of nature, such as self-preservation, from the original wording of one of these MKUltra documents, 1953, creation of program multiple personality Manchurian candidates, mind-controlled assassins, and to create a psycho-civilized, a.k.a. also known as mind-controlled biorobotized society. To achieve these ends, all manner of chemicals, biologicals, drugs, electroshock, deep and sensory deprivation, brain implants, electromagnetic frequencies, and torture techniques have been tested on human subjects. Okay, that's our CIA at work. Our CIA never worked for the American people. It was always the private army of the Illuminati, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the corporatocracy, etc. So, and this is something that America better realize. John F. Kennedy, of course, wanted to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter them to the wind. He said so a couple weeks before he was shot by, of course, you know, Alan Dulles and the CIA, as well as there seems to be a strong Israeli component there as well. And others, you know, the CIA is great at making connections with the mafia and all these interest groups. And then finally, cults. In recent centuries, intelligence services have created innumerable cults, including the Rosicrucians, Freemasons, Illuminati, Theosophy, Mormonism, and a host of UFO, New Age, Christian, and Satanic cults, including Scientology, Jonestown, Children of God, Heaven's Gate, Church of Satan, Temple of Set, Branch Davidians, etc. Okay, so these cults are coming from intelligence agencies. These cults are mini totalitarian systems that provide cover for controllers to advance various secret agendas, including subjugation of cult members through coercion, mind control, traumatic abuse, forced and slave labor, etc. That's the goal, to enslave humanity. A look at deep politics reveals that the master cult, as you well know, Andy, is the Synagogue of Satan, the Judeo-Masonic Illuminati, a satanic cult based on the black magic system of the Jewish Kabbalah. The long-term plan of the slave masters, as spelled out in the Old Testament, Talmud, Kabbalah, Protocols of Zion, the Communist Manifesto, among other documents, is global dominion and subjugation. The phrase Tikkun Olam, Hebrew for reinvention or repair of the world, refers to the coming Jewish world empire, the Jewish utopia, under Noahide law, which is the Jewish laws for Gentiles, that says if you are guilty of idolatry, such as being a Christian, off with your head, with a guillotine. All non-Jews, goyim, would be robbed, robotized, enslaved, and or genocided. Okay, that's a brief thumbnail sketch of where we're at. We now know who the enemies are. It's not the Russians. It's not Iran. It's not, the host of boogeymen that we're given, you know, Noriega and Saddam Hussein. And, you know, that's all psyops and propaganda. So, That's my thumbnail sketch of things. Would you like to jump in there, Andy, before I go on to talk about the disaster of the Russiagate as another cover story for what in fact is total surveillance of everybody and targeting of many, so that the state itself, as controlled by these private entities, can take people out willy-nilly that they don't like.
Well, you mentioned 5G, Eric. Is there anything that you can add to? I know this was something that you were looking at, the real significance of 5G. I mean, I've been seeing it in the UK. What we've been seeing is these, you know, great big sort of masts that are generally painted green. They're thinner at the stem going all the way up, and they go right out into a big piece at the top. And they've actually got labels on saying keep away, radioactive, I think, radio waves and stuff like that actually stamped on them. But there's no, you know, it's not like where you have a power generator and it's all fenced off and it says danger of death. You know, you can walk right up to it and touch it, and you have to walk right up to it to see the small little label that they've put on it. But one thing I have been noticing is the little stems that they've been putting on the top of streetlights. They've appeared almost overnight. Suddenly the streetlights that I can see from my balcony and what have you, they've all got these little stems on them. And I'm sure a lot of people around the world, not just in the UK, have been seeing this, because essentially you've got the big unit that I just described, which is the main point, but then they need all these little micro units every 100 meters, I think, maximum, in order to carry the signal. So they are rolling it out without really telling anybody. One thing I'd like to throw in that I find very curious is that in the UK, we recently had that so-called scandal that caused the defence minister to resign regarding Huawei. And that's the Chinese telecommunications firm. They make mobile phones. I never know how to pronounce it. It's spelled H-A-U-W-E-I, I believe. So you'll know who I'm referring to. And I just had the thought that now that they've made it part of the public discourse that, yes, we've got this Chinese firm that's putting 5G in, if 5G actually does go out and start killing loads of people, then they've got a perfect excuse for a war with China. So that was something else that struck me recently. What are your thoughts on 5G and any comments on what I've just said?
Yeah, well, you know, they are rolling it out, as you say, and you're observant, you're watching what's happening. I think that this is very much integrated, unfortunately, not only with, well, with many aspects. You know, there's a race between the U.S. Technical companies and the Israeli and the Chinese to control these systems. I think with Operation Talpiot, it could be that they will be controlled eventually with the Internet of Things and the artificial intelligence, et cetera, from Israel, which will give then Israel the ability to control the world. But the other thing about the 5G is, of course, it we're dealing with wavelengths and frequencies of electromagnetic energy. And, you know, Nikola Tesla was the genius who pioneered this these kinds of experiments. But these have all been weaponized. And so 5G would be millimeter wave, you know, in the gigahertz range, very, 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 very high frequencies. You know, the 95 gigahertz range is what the military uses for the active denial system, in which they shoot you with these microwaves. That what they do is they give you the sensation of incredible burning and heat at the skin, very close to what happens in your microwave oven. So it's going to be in the gigahertz range, between about 5 and 95 gigahertz. These frequencies are capable, again, of spying on everybody. And so you know, Big Brother will be able to tell what you're doing. And not only that, they'll be able to take out the people they don't like. They'll be able to, you know, induce heart attacks and cancer and things like that. So we have to see this as part of the depopulation agenda. You know, and we really have to push back on this. Now, Dr. Ronnie Kilda, who wrote the book Bright Light on Black Shadows, and herself was one of the really, really knowledgeable targeted individuals, who was chief medical officer of Northern Lapland for years. She had multiple degrees in medicine. So she really understood the mind control and the frequencies, et cetera. And here's her synopsis. She says the elite have plans to get rid of 2/3 of the world's population with electromagnetic warfare, chemical warfare, and psychological warfare. Okay, when I say that, everybody should hit the ceiling. I mean, okay, that means 2/3 of us are going to, you know, that's what the elite is doing. They want to, you know, cull the herd, first taking out the people that, you know, they find problematic, like the whistleblowers and the dissidents, et cetera, but could be anybody. Based on, you know, we need to study this or that, you know, non-lethal weapon for the military, this or that torture weapon. These are silent weapons. These are soft kill, slow kill, weapons, slow kill. And but unfortunately, we have an elite which has betrayed us. We have governments that have betrayed us. They have become the servants of the, you know, the very, very tiny minority, and they have the means to do this now. So this means that we civilians, we citizens, have to push back. We have to say, wait a minute, governments are established as in the United States Constitution, to guarantee our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which was a translation from life, liberty, and the pursuit of property in the early colonies. So, you know, when governments become totalitarian and start killing their own people, it's you know, the Constitution says, well, you know, when governments become destructive of these ends, it is our responsibility to alter or abolish them. And, you know, the criminality of the U.S. government now is so off the chart that I'd like to get into, if we have a little time, a little bit this latest scandal, which you know, is the Mueller report as cover story for the massive surveillance on everybody, including targeting and slow kill murder of which is the gang stalking program. But yeah, the 5G is deadly stuff. It gives us a very tiny advantage in increasing our speed of downloading movies on our cell phone or whatever. It gives us maybe greater communication. But look at the downside. The downside is that it gives Big Brother the control of the world's population that is using these devices. By the way, a lot of this is coming out of Israel now, and Israel is not going to have 5G, and because they know that this is a murder, a genocide weapon. So, you know, if I were the people of London or wherever it's being rolled out, I'd be cutting those things down, or at least trying to push back as hard as possible against your local authorities. And there are places in America like Ripon, Central Valley, California, very close to where I taught for years, that are rejecting this, that are saying, no, we're not going to have 5G here. This is what our communities have to do. Our communities have to take back our local governments. And our sheriffs, as in the United States, very powerful, our county sheriffs, that they have to serve the people again. And there are individual sheriffs that are wanting to do that. So it has to be a grassroots. It has to be based on knowledge of the history of our elites, who's doing this and why. And yeah, 5G is, you put your finger on the most immediate problem we face. In terms of the danger to our health and our societies.
Well, I think that it'd be interesting if 5G could actually be targeted at a particular racial genome, you know, racial DNA, and that would explain why we've had all these non-whites pouring into white countries and who the 5G really is designed to target. But before we jump into the Mueller report, you've kindly sent me one of your songs, House of Gold. So we'll have a little break now and play this. So Eric, I'll just mute us both. And here you go, folks. This is Eric performing House of Gold.
Some people steal, they cheat and lie,
for wealth and wealth
it will mine. Don't they know on the judgment day all the gold and silver will melt away?
What good is gold?
What good is gold and silver too,
when your heart's not pure and true? Sinner,
hear me when I say, you better get down on your knees and pray.
I'd rather be
in a deep dark grave
and know that my poor soul was saved, than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul.
Thank you.
and world and what it will buy. Don't they know on the judgment day all the gold and silver will melt away? All the gold and silver will melt away.
Excellent stuff as always, Eric. What can you tell us about that song, and is it available from erichalstrom.com for the audience?
Well, that's the song that was written by Hank Williams, the great country singer who really kind of started out the modern country music back in the, I guess, back in the 40s and even 30s. You know, I haven't loaded that CD up on my website yet. People could contact me and I can send it. It's called Gospel Refrain. I've got about 20 CDs that I've made over the years. And last year I put up two. One is Gospel Refrain and one's called All American, All Original, Solo Five String Banjo, something like that. And it's all original banjo songs. And so, yeah, I keep cranking away at doing the things that I love while I also try to expose the what's going on in the background and trying to protect. I would say what I'm doing is quite patriotic, trying to protect the Constitution and the American people from the predatory government, which we have now. But yeah. You know, going back to the this sideshow, this Mueller report, this Russiagate, I think it's become clear, and people are realizing now all over America and starting to wake up, that this attempted coup against Trump that happened in the first 2 years of his administration involved corruption, which is, you know, vastly greater than what happened in Watergate. This is the greatest political scandal of all time. In America, and has to do with the NSA surveillance of just about anybody and everybody. Has to do with the NSA and others throwing the election in 2008. I think every election we've seen now. George Bush was elected in 2000. That was obviously stolen. 2004's re-election was stolen by the voting machines. 2008 of election of Obama was stolen. So basically what we see is that the CIA and the NSA are controlling virtually all aspects of American politics as well as social, the social scene. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. L. Fletcher Prouty wrote a book, and he was a liaison officer between the CIA and the military, 1955 to 1963. His book is The Secret Team, the CIA and its allies in control of the United States and the world. This had happened in the 1950s. Okay, I was a little kid, you know, playing in the street. Of course, not knowing any of this, like everybody else. But the CIA had already taken over the country for the benefit of Wall Street and the City of London and the financial sector and the powers that be, the Illuminati. And this has only gotten worse since the 50s. Now we've reached the point of, you know, it absolutely stinks. But let me just tell you a little bit about what some of the whistleblowers we have, like Dennis Montgomery. This came out in an excellent program that Jeff Rentz did, where he interviewed two long-term targeted individuals, Ken Rhodes and David Brinscoe, even on just this week, the 2nd of May. And Dennis Montgomery is a genius computer guy, one of many, I'm sure, but he was a subcontractor with the CIA and NSA and worked with their supercomputer, The Hammer, you know, spying on everybody, getting the data on everybody so that they can bribe and blackmail anybody and everybody, and of course assassinate who they want. You know, I guess my whole thesis here, Andy, and it fits in with our last discussion, is that American government has taken on the characteristics of the criminal syndicate cabal that runs it. And that, of course, has been identified by some as the synagogue of Satan and others by the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate. So the government itself is identical to this criminal syndicate. But this Dennis Montgomery wanted to come forward and did come forward with 47 hard drives and over 600 million pages of information that he himself worked with, you know, with the Hammer and other supercomputers, much of which is classified. He wanted to expose this. He brought it to the FBI saying, hey, we're spying on, you know, millions, tens of millions. He said over 20 million Americans getting all surveillance data. And not only that, this is the illegal surveillance system included the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, other justices, 156 judges, prominent businessmen such as Donald Trump, and that he was working side by side in this with the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, under Obama, and Obama's former director of the CIA, John Brennan, and of course, James Comey, the FBI director, and that especially during the Obama administration, although this started, it was ramped up under Cheney and Bush, this system of illegal spying became policy and beyond anything Orwell could ever have imagined. Because again, if you collect all data, including, you know, codes for bank accounts and all emails and all phone conversations on everybody, this gives Big Brother the potential for blackmail, coercion, and other nefarious purposes, and also gives them the basis then for targeting individuals, because you want to collect the metadata, and then through the Department of Homeland Security fusion centers, you flag the people that aren't doing what you want, and then you put these military and intelligence targeting systems up against them, unbeknownst to them. All of this is, of course, extremely illegal, is a felony in every state. So we've now completely lawless government from top to bottom in the United States. And I hope our new Attorney General Barr will start to tackle these things. I think President Trump now is firmly in the control of the Zionists. But now he's the most Zionist president we've ever had, giving away the Golan Heights and Jerusalem, you know, it is not his to give, because they're serious, to Israel, his buddy Benjamin Netanyahu. So we're now in a system where these, as L. Fletcher Prouty said back in his book in 1973, the CIA and the intelligence agencies have much, much more power than anybody, including the president. They can make or break anybody with these illegal powers. So we've had a coup. We've had a series of coups, of course, assassination of Kennedy, 9/11, and then all this intelligence surveillance, illegal surveillance, which has been going on and is still going on in America and around the world, and it's very much connected to the targeting. Now, when you go, which I am a targeted individual, quote unquote, I like the term targeted citizen, but since 2013, I have been targeted, and it's like living in a spy movie. You got these people, these doing these crazy spy things to you, and they're trying to control your life. They're trying to put you in a false reality by constantly manipulating your external environment. And then with the directed energy weapons, the non-lethal weapons and the neuro weapons, they're trying to manipulate your internal environment as well and actually change you. This book, behavior modification, they call it things like information operations in the military. And I've been buying their manuals lately. There's no doubt what's going on. I mean, here's one called PSYOP, Military Psychological Operations Manual. I just happen to have now on my shelf. The one secret military manual used to manipulate public perceptions. And then I got the U.S. Army Counterintelligence Handbook, which gives you tactics, techniques, procedures for conducting investigations, foreign intelligence collection, threat assessment, counterintelligence analysis, offensive and defensive operations. You know, I've gotten many of these books. U.S. Army Guerrilla Warfare Handbook gives you good information on how you can do raids and ambushes, communication, psychological operations, demolition, counterintelligence, mining and sniping. The point is, this stuff was all supposedly devised you know, to protect American citizens from our enemies, but is now being turned against Americans on a whole scale level. There's probably, well, according to this guy, Dennis Montgomery, over 20 million Americans are being spied on and targeted in this manner. Now, he went to sheriff, a famous sheriff in Maricopa County, Arizona, Arpaio, I think, who has stood up to the government in the past. And he gave him the data that he had from his own computer program, that 153,000 citizens in Maricopa County had been hacked by these computer programs. And, you know, there was all the information on these hard drives that Dennis Montgomery had. He said, okay, here they are. You know, you want to see if you're on the list? We'll go through the list. And so that means they have the computer codes to your bank accounts. They can ruin you. They can bribe you. They can do everything. So what we have is a government that has spun out of control. I'm sure it's in control of the elite, but it's out of control of the American people. Needs to be dismantled or abolished or changed according to our own Constitution.
Yes, well, that's the hope. And there's one.
Yes, that's the hope. Could be it's way too far gone, but at least I think we should know what's happening. And it is starting to come out in Washington. But so far, I haven't seen people tie together this scandal of the bogus Russiagate investigation of Mueller with the targeted individual phenomena. That has to be the next step, and that's why I'm talking about this, because the targeted individual phenomena is, hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times even worse, because they're targeting and killing and torturing American civilians, culling the herd, so to speak, as we speak.
Well, it's interesting because I've always said that there's nothing to be gained by approaching security services and things like that. But the program you referred to with Briscoe and the other guy on with Jeff Rentz, I listened to that a couple of times also last week. And they were actually quite forthright in going up to these people. They said it's not all the people at the top, it's the people at the bottom who are doing it. They're the grunts on the ground, if you like. And you just simply tell them that there's no statute of limitation on what they're doing. And if they don't wind their necks in, then they're going to find themselves, when we do have a change of government, which is possible, that these people will be overthrown. I'm not sure if there'll be any way apart from divine means, and then they'll get their just desserts anyway. But why let them do what they're doing to us with impunity? Why not put a bit of fear back into them and say that what they're doing could result in them being prosecuted and being sent down for a very long time in the future? What are your thoughts on that, Eric?
Yeah, I also was very impressed with that Jeff Rentz interview with longtime targeted individuals, Ken Rhodes and David Briscoe, and the fact that, as you say, that these people were saying, write your congressman, talk to your local sheriff, work at the local level, because the sheriff has a lot of power, and let them know that you know what they're doing, and gather data on them, and say that, yes, this stuff has no statute of limitations. This can be, if this can be proven in any court of law at any time, you're going down. And the penalties are very severe because, for instance, in gang stalking, which is a felony in every state of America, and I'm sure throughout the world, if a targeted individual commits suicide, which, of course, is the goal, one of the main goals of the stalking, then the stalkers, who may only play a small part in the actual, you know, pushing that person over the edge, are actually guilty of murder. And of course, murder is, as in many places, a capital crime and can be punished by execution. So, I think pray to God, but keep rowing to shore. In other words, while there's life, there's hope. While there's breath, there's life. Push back. Go to your county commissioners' meetings. Find out what's going on. Find out who the people are. And be very careful if you're a TI. Don't go to your policeman and say, oh, I've got, you know, I hear voices in my head, or I hear ringing in my ears. Don't give them your symptoms, because the whole program is designed in such a way that if you complain about your symptoms, they can say, oh, well, you're crazy. You have schizophrenia, you're paranoid schizophrenic, or you're delusional, and we better, you know, put you in an institution and where they can medicate you and really just lock you up. And don't get pushed over the edge. You know, they can manipulate your emotions with this, and they can make you extremely mad. Don't strike out and kill yourself or somebody else, because then of course you can be incarcerated and put away. So the idea is to take out the targeted individual. But if you can educate yourself, learn about the program, learn who's behind it, and then say, hey, we know what you're doing, and here are the laws that are being broken. Then I think we can, you know, we can make some progress. And that's certainly what I've been trying to do. I've you know, get on the air on various topics. I mean, really, I'm much more suited to talk about climate change and how it's natural. And I've done a lot of research on these other topics. But this has been the topic that I have focused on the last, well, since 2013, really, since I became aware that I was being targeted. Now I'm in this world of lies, spies, and setups, and psychological operations, and whatnot. And I realize, you know, by observation, who's doing it, and who's behind it, and how they're doing it. So I'm studying it from the, you know, from the academic point of view by reading, but I'm also studying it from the experiential view by going out on the street and seeing what they throw up against me on a daily basis. And it's not a pleasant life. I don't recommend it to anybody. I look at it as a temporary setback. I look at it as a government run amok, which is committing crimes against humanity, that we the people need to reassert our control over our own institutions, because government is supposed to serve us. Theoretically, is supposed to serve us. All of our politicians and military and police have taken an oath to preserve and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And, you know, very, very large percentage of those individuals are violating those oaths of office. And so you're going to get honest people like Bill Binney and Dennis Montgomery and Russ Tice and Edward Snowden, et cetera, who are going to not go along. And those are the whistleblowers. And we have to listen to them, and we have to go on that knowledge to rehabilitate our own government. Otherwise, we're toast.
Yes, we've got about 5 minutes left, Eric. Is there any particular topics you had lined up for today's show that you haven't yet managed to get out that you'd just like to go through with the audience before we go?
Well, you know, we've done many shows now, Andy. Thank you for the opportunity very much here and in the past as well. We've talked about these things, that this is part of a larger project, you know, maybe a 3,000-year plan of world takeover by, you know, the synagogue of Satan. But there's, you see it everywhere if you start looking for it, and I've been looking for it. I'll give you a little bit on a TrueNews.com show that Rick Wiles put together recently. He's been doing some great stuff with TrueNews.com. It's news from a Christian point of view. He's based out of Florida, and I think if you watch that, you really get the backstory. So I watch it every evening, pretty much, and I contribute a little bit because they're based on contributions. But they did and I've done posts from those shows, and one of them is I've entitled Nick Bostrom, Oxford University Professor, Maps Our Orwellian Future: Global Government, Mass Surveillance, and Total Control. Okay, here's an intellectual who's giving. And he's from Sweden, actually. But he's teaching in Oxford. He's giving the elitists what they want. He's giving them a vision of total control. And of course, this fits into very much to what is happening in America and elsewhere with the mass surveillance. And he's the author of many books and the Vulnerable World Hypothesis, finding threats everywhere. So therefore, the solution to a potential global catastrophe in the future would be global government and total mass surveillance of the entire human race, which, of course, is what the NSA is very much working on. And he said all humans would have to be tagged with freedom tags, which would feed encrypted audio and video of their behavior and speech continually to quote-unquote Patriot monitoring stations, also known as, quote, Freedom Centers, which, of course, would be just renaming the fusion centers we have now that are run by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, in which individuals are extrajudicially placed on these terrorism watch lists and then targeted secretly. And AI would monitor the data coming in from every human being on the planet. Okay, this is a total totalitarian vision of the planet Earth. Then you'd have Freedom Center officers responding to any human. Now, a lot of this we see in some of the movies that do predictive programming, but this is very real. And according to Rick Wiles, it's very, very easy to see that Zionism could be the controlling force to this whole thing. And that it could be run out of Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, Israel. And the people would have, you know, chips or freedom tags or freedom collars, and we would be essentially chattel or goyim cattle, and the ruling elite then would have us as their slaves or be able to genocide us at will, you know, based on the 5G and the AI and the Internet of Things. Through these quote-unquote non-lethal weapons, neuroweapons. We're very, very, very close to that. And then another program that Rick Wiles put on I've posted it also under the title Jewish Racial Supremacy, Israeli Rabbi Says Jews Born to Rule Over the Goy, who are the non-Jews, and all of us want to be their slaves. Well, people can go on my website, they can go on TrueNews.com website, they can go on YouTube, and they can watch this program, and they can listen to this rabbi say these things, you know, that the Jews are born to rule over the Goy, and they'll quote their Talmud, and they'll quote even the Old Testament, and they firmly believe this. They do not look at us as human beings. So I think this is the synagogue of Satan. It's bigger than, you know, simply Israel or American Jews. It's the corporatocracy now because they control that. It's the Masons, they control that. And the false religions, the cults. And look at the tools they have by controlling the intelligence agencies, which we've been talking about today. And look at the tools they have to bring in this Jewish utopia. I suggest that it's time, well, of course, it's time for a miracle. We need Christ to return. But meanwhile, those of us who are aware and watching need to inform ourselves and each other and push back as hard as we can. Pray to God and keep rowing to shore. That's my motto. While I'm alive and aware, I'm going to keep pushing back and identifying the synagogue of Satan, as you've done so ably, Anthony or Andy. And so I guess that's a good note to end on. These are some of the posts that I think you're going to put with the program. And people can look them over and maybe see if there's a connection.
Absolutely. And one thing that we didn't get to was when you mentioned about how you wind down by doing your music. This is something that I've not mentioned often enough as advice to the audience. These different shows, I listen to shows all day, and then I'm recording my own and preparing for them and what have you. So I'm researching, but I also take time out and I might listen to a bit of music. I think I said before, Eric sent me his Gospel Refrain CD, and it's obviously very pleasant music to be able to listen to take you away from this. Don't do this 24/7 because it can really drive you around the bend. And a few years ago with me, I just wanted to hear these shows, read all these alternative media, and it's a very negative picture that it paints for you. So whatever hobby you may have out there, something that you're good at, might be painting or listening to music or anything, just try and take yourself away from this to give yourself a break so it doesn't completely take over your life. I want to thank Eric so much for joining me today. As always, I want to thank all of you for listening. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, bye. For now.
This has been the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on Eurofolk Radio. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You can support Andy's work by going to his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, where his book, The Synagogue of Satan, is available in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.